In a St. Peter's Square brimming with pilgrims and tourists, Pope Benedict at his Sunday Angelus had an invitation to make. It was a call to conversion, a theme in keeping with the season of Lent and with this week's Gospel.
The readings of today's liturgy invite all of us to embrace conversion and to be humble in allowing the Lord to prepare us to bear more fruit. Our cooperation with the Lord often demands great sacrifice. But the fruit which that conversion bears always leads to freedom and joy. May we experience these great gifts of God.
From Luke's Gospel, Jesus, explained the Pope, invites us to read events such as the killing of some Galileans inside the temple on the order of Pontius Pilate differently, placing them in a perspective of conversion. Pope Benedict even looked at recent events such as the severe flooding in France and offered his closeness to those affected. Such tragedies and sad events, said the Holy Father, should not arouse our curiosity or desire to discover would-be offenders. With God's help, they must give us an opportunity to reflect and overcome the illusion that we can live without God and strengthen our resolve to change our lives. The Holy Father recalled how, in the face of sin, God turns out to be full of mercy, calling on sinners to avoid evil, to grow in his love, and to help concretely a neighbour in need, to express the joy of grace, and not suffer eternal death. God, underlined the Pope, is manifested in different ways in the lives of everyone, and in order to recognise his presence, it is necessary that we approach him conscious of our misery and with deep respect.
In
the presence of suffering and grief, added the Holy Father, true wisdom is to let ourselves be questioned by the precariousness of human existence and to read it through the eyes of God, who, wanting always and only the good of his children, sometimes permits us to be tried by the pain to lead us to a greater good. Earlier on Sunday, Pope Benedict, who is also Bishop of Rome, made a pastoral visit to the Roman parish of St. John of the Cross in the north of the city. The young community, founded in 1989, have spent the last 12 years of parish life in temporary premises. On Sunday, with the construction of a new complex complete, the community welcomed Pope Benedict, who praised the role of the laity, not only, as he put it, collaborators of the clergy, but those who have a shared responsibility of the church. Again, touching on the theme of conversion, the Pope said, during Lent, each of us is called by God to make a change in our lives by thinking and living according to the Gospel and correcting something in our own way.
Gesù ci rivolge questo appello non con una severità fine a se stesso, ma proprio perché è preoccupato del nostro bene.
Jesus makes this appeal with severity because our good is concerned, our happiness, our salvation.